Now for a change of pace, let's go back a little earlier in the 19th century and the music of Louise Farrenc, who lived from 1804 to 1875. She was born in Paris, and that city remained her lifelong center of activities. It was at the conservatory that she met Aristide Farrenc, a flautist 10 years her senior, whom she married when she was 17. Shy, serious, and essentially conservative, Louise Farrenc devoted herself to composing and teaching piano at the Paris Conservatoire, where she was a professor for over 30 years. Her music was praised by Robert Schumann and performed by renowned musicians such as Joseph Joachim. So, why is Louise Farrenc's music so little known? Well, Paris in the 19th century was completely dominated by musical theater. It was only by having his works performed at one of the Paris theaters that a composer could gain renown. Camille Saint-Saëns bemoaned this in an article he wrote, in which he said, "The composer who was bold enough to venture out into the field of instrumental music had only one forum for the performance of his works, a concert which he had to organize himself and to which he invited his friends in the press. One could not even think of attracting the public, the general public. The very mention of the name of a French composer on the placard, especially that of a living French composer, was enough to send everyone running." The contempt for chamber music among the Parisians' musical public has continued to obscure the achievements of a great many French composers of the time. Louise Farrenc represents one such wrongly forgotten composer. Already, in 1878, only 3 years after her death, François-Joseph Fétis wrote, "Unfortunately, the genre of large-scale instrumental music to which Madame Farrenc, by nature and formation, felt herself called, involves performance resources which a composer can acquire for herself or himself only with enormous effort. Another factor here is the public, as a rule, is not a very knowledgeable one, whose only standard for measuring the quality of a work is the name of its author. If the composer is unknown, the audience remains unreceptive. And the publishers, especially in France, close their ears anyway when someone offers them a halfway decent work. Such were the obstacles that Madame Farrenc met along the way and which caused her to despair. This is the reason why her oeuvre has fallen into oblivion today, when at any other epoch her works would have brought her great esteem." Well, let's bring Louise Farrenc into the light now. Here is her piano quintet number 1 in A minor, opus 30. It was premiered in 1840 with the Farrenc's 14-year-old daughter playing the piano part. I think you'll agree she must have been one heck of a pianist to play this at 14. The daughter apparently had a brilliant career ahead of her, but contracted a lung disease and stopped concertizing at an early age and died at 23. The quintet is scored for piano, violin, viola, cello, and double bass. Perhaps the scoring was inspired by Schubert's Trout Quintet, which premiered only 2 years earlier. This performance features the Linus Ensemble. Thank you.